You are listening to Real Bible Answers, a weekly podcast of Life Heritage Ministries with teacher and author, Dr. Keith Augustus Burton.
Welcome to another edition of Real Bible Answers, where the answers are always realistic, exegetical, applicable, and lasting. The question for today, dear Dr. Burton, is it true that speaking in tongues is a sign that a person has been baptized in the Holy Ghost? Now, I must say that it is true that many Christians believe that speaking in tongues is indeed the sole indicator that a person has received the Holy Spirit. Many of them base their belief on Mark chapter 16, 17 through 18, which says that these signs shall accompany those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons, they will speak with new tongues. Interestingly, also goes on to say that they will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. Incidentally, this is the same text that is used by those extreme Christian sects that believe in handling serpents and drinking poison. Now, those who believe that Mark 16, 17 prophesies that the believers in Christ will speak with new tongues, see the fulfillment of this prophecy in Acts chapter 2 with the supernatural experience on the day of Pentecost. Here we read that when the Holy Spirit descended, all those in the upper room began to speak in tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now, based on this, there are some who believe that the gift of tongues was given to every person who accepted Christ after this, and every person who indeed received the Holy Spirit and was baptized. Indeed, when we look at the book of Acts, we see that this is true in Acts chapter 10, verses 44 through 47 with the household of Cornelius, and also the believers in Ephesus in Acts chapter 19, verse 1 through 6. However, if we're to be honest with this topic, there are other occasions in the book of Acts itself when there is no speaking in tongues with baptism. For instance, Paul does not speak in tongues when he receives the Holy Spirit and is baptized in Acts chapter 9. Neither does the Ethiopian eunuch, the first person recorded outside of Israel to be baptized in Acts chapter 8. The same is true for Lydia and the Philippian jailer in Acts chapter 16. And so we see that it is not usual for people in the book of Acts to speak in tongues when they're baptized. In fact, in Paul's discussion on spiritual gifts in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 through 14, he is clear that not everyone who receives the Holy Spirit expresses this by speaking in tongues. In fact, in Paul's discussion on spiritual gifts in 1 Corinthians 12 through 14, he is clear that not everyone receives the gift of speaking in tongues. In 1 Corinthians 12, verses 28 through 30, he states, God has appointed these in the church, first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, administrations, and varieties of tongues. And then he asks rhetorically, are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Are all workers of miracles? Do all have the gifts of healings? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? The obvious answer is, of course not. Now, it appears as if questions about speaking in tongues were also a concern for the early Christians. This is especially clear in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, where Paul reiterates the reality that speaking in tongues is not a gift that all Christians receive. It is obvious that one of the reasons for his conclusion is the fact that it is extremely difficult to verify whether the one claiming to have the gift is indeed genuine. It seems to me that 1 Corinthians 13 provides the real litmus test for those claiming to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Those whom God has possessed should exude the spirit of love. In fact, in John 13, Jesus is very clear that there is only one sign that exposes his disciples to the world, genuine love for one another. So do Christians have to speak in tongues to be saved? According to the Bible, absolutely not.
Thanks for listening to Real Bible Answers. If you have a Bible question for Dr. Burton, you may send it to BibleAnswers@lifeheritage.org. Again, that's BibleAnswers@lifeheritage.org, or you can send it via MP3 to BibleAnswers@podomatic.com. That's BibleAnswers@podomatic.com. Feel free to visit the Life Heritage webpage on www.lifeheritage.org, from where you can access a number of services to help your spiritual life. We also appreciate your donations, which can be given securely online with your credit card, or if you prefer, you may send a check or money order to Life Heritage Ministries, P.O. Box 56, Harvest, Alabama, 35749. That's Life Heritage Ministries, P.O. Box 56, Harvest, Alabama, 35749. Again, thanks for listening, and always remember that a tree is known by its fruit.